Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He'd like to bring the back because you know why, Al? Because John Gonzalez believes in the definition of insanity. He wants to keep doing the same thing and expecting a different result. Ladies and gentlemen, John Gonzalez. Hi, Gonzo.
Angela, how many people did you fire this morning? Everybody? Is there anybody left to play basketball? They're going to just disband the team.
Let's just say we are looking for a new coach right now, right, Gonzo? That's all I want to say. We're looking for a new coach right now. You say no, you think Brett Brown should stay. State your case.
It feels like a bad beat. Like you said, it was a historic loss. It's unfortunate. It took some heroics from Kawhi Leonard to oust them. I don't know. I feel like if one of those four bounces goes the other way and they go to overtime, there's a chance that they win that game. They win that series. They push forward. Don't forget, they were the underdogs in this series. The Raptors had a better team and a better season.
And a better coach. And a better coach.
Maybe.
All right, but here's the thing, Gods. All right, this is the part that's going to be hard to get past the fans. 3:13 to go, tie game. Sixers got the ball, timeout. Next three possessions, really, they didn't get off a shot. Somebody's looking at that and going, I got to have better coaching in that sequence. Do you think that is that at least a component of coaching?
A failure across the board, there's no doubt about it. He shares in that. And that's a difficult thing for, I think, people who don't want to see Brett to go to reconcile. It wasn't a good sequence for him, but it also wasn't a good sequence for the players. I mean, they didn't execute. And I think that more than anything, it signaled roster construction, how that could be a problem if you really want to take umbrage with this team. There was really only one guy, not just in that game, but this season, who you think, all right, we need a bucket he can create for himself. Let's give it to him, and that's Jimmy Butler. And when you're playing basically one-on-five, Jimmy Butler's not as good as Kawhi. Mm. Kawhi had to do to pull that off. So, look, yeah, Brett Brown shares in that, there's no doubt, but I think there's plenty of blame for that sequence to go around. And also, the Raptors were really good defensively in that sequence.
Right. All right, Jordan, let me start with an area that we're probably going to agree on. We got to re-sign Butler. That's a given. He showed you what a gamer he is when it matters the most.
Yeah, as I wrote in my piece, my inclination right now is just, let's do it again. They only had 10 games in the regular season before going to the playoffs. Let's see what they look like together with a full season. Ooh. That said, I do have some reservations about Butler because he'll be 34 at the end of a five-year max. Mm. That's a lot of money to give to a guy who previously, when not in contract years, doesn't always play nice. But right now, yes, I'm in
right.
on
Well, wait a minute. You're bringing the whole gang back. That means I'm giving a big contract to Tobias Harris also?
Yeah, that's another one. I mean, again, this is not all in a vacuum, right? You go, all right, if you're going to bring back everybody and also Ben Simmons is going to be up for an extension on July 1, you're going to tie up real close to the luxury tax in just four guys, which is going to make, unfortunately, constructing the rest of the roster, which we saw all year was a problem with the bench being super thin, that's going to make it a lot harder. But I don't know how you don't do it. I think you probably have to.
All right, let me take your temperature on Ben right now. What did you – I thought he certainly started well. He played well the first half, Gonzo, and he kind of disappeared near the end there. What did you think of Ben's play?
Yeah, I think my take on Ben in this series is pretty much my take on Ben overall. He's 22. I hope he gets a shot. If he doesn't, all of a sudden I'm not sure how much longer you can keep playing him as your point guard, because the regular season when he's stuffing the stat sheet is one thing. Game 43 in Memphis is one thing. Game 7 against the Raptors with a chance to go to the Eastern Conference Finals when he's not going to be able to create his own shot because they're going to sag off of him. They're going to dare him to shoot. Like, now all of a sudden you wonder, like, is he well positioned as a point guard, or maybe is it a better idea to move him into the front court and play him closer to the basket and then also what happens, like with the ripple effect, how does that affect Embiid, or, you know, how do you stagger their minutes? There's a lot of questions with Ben Simmons. I think they all point to he's got to get better. He's got to add a shot.
All right, Gonzo, you represent to me the measured take of the new vanguard of Sixer fans. All right. So what I need to know is this. Tell the rest of us, the people that have been around a long time and are conditioned to take losses like this very badly, how should we feel right now? Help us to understand how the new vanguard feels so we can feel that way also.
This is going to be good news for you. I think you and the old guard should feel exactly as the new guard feels, which is disappointed and angry. That's okay to feel that way. I think you should. Like, when you get that close to the Eastern Conference Finals, where it takes a circus shot that bounces four times and somehow goes in and you don't make it, that's devastating. Look at the way, like, I don't think, sometimes as Philadelphians, I think we think, we care more than the players. Look at the way Embiid reacted, like how he was devastated and how J.J. was devastated. J.J. Redick has been in the league for a long time and has gone to a lot of playoff games and has had crushing defeats with the Clippers, and he was inconsolable afterwards. So, yeah, I think that's natural.
You know what's fascinating, Gonzo? It just occurred to me. Your amazing wife, Colleen Wolf, is with NFL Network. And I know she covered, she may have even been in Chicago for the double doink that the Eagles won that game on. And then you lost the quadruple doink last night. Is that amazing that those two things happened in the same year?
Yeah, I forgot about the double doink until you reminded me just now.
That amazing?
It really is. I still... like, I sat there dumbfounded last night watching that, and there was enough time with the quadruple doink that I could say to the guy standing next to me, oh, we're going to overtime. I could speak that sentence out loud, and then they lost.
All right, last thing, and I only ask you because I feel that no one has better channeled the emotions of our ultimate leader, Sam Hinkie. All right, Gonzo, the final play is being done. I want you to speculate for me what the creator of this roster, the creator of the process, was thinking after this happened.
Got to be aware of the inbounder here if you're filling.
It's off to Leonard, defended by Simmons. Is this the dagger?
Sam Hinkie, what's he thinking in that moment, John?
What everybody else is thinking. Oh, exactly what Kevin Harlan said in that call. Look, no matter what side you fall on, I don't know how you couldn't watch that play and just be mesmerized and amazed. It's disappointing if you're a Philadelphian, but what an incredible play.
All right, so he was more admiring the unusual nature of the play than speculating about the process taking a step backward.
Yeah, he's never been a results-based guy. It's more like,
oh,
hey, if
God.
You can get a good shot.
No, Gonzo, that's an awesome comment. Rhea, come on. Jump in. He's
have to be results-based in Game 7. When are you going to be results-based?
There's four bounces. I don't know what you guys want. There's four bounces. These things happen. What are you going to do? Actually, they don't happen. They don't even happen.
Thank you.
Never happened, Gonzo. Never happened. John Gonzalez, John, we miss you, my brother.
Love you, Gonzo.
We miss you.
Yeah, back at you guys. See you.
Come on, Joe. We got to pull that one line where he said Sam Hinkie was not really results-oriented.
That's impressive.
Was Game 7.
God, the result doesn't matter.
I don't understand why
you
even
would
be results-oriented.
I hurt my hands. I just want you to know that. Slamming my own console.
Please understand that was not a joke by Gonzo. He really meant it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.